Listening Library presents Dragonstorm No. 5, Kai and Bone Shadow by Alistair Chisholm. Read for you by Siho Elsmore. In the land of Draconis, there are no dragons. Once there were. Once, humans and dragons were friends and guarded the land. They were wise and strong and created the great city of Riven together. But then came the dragon storm, and the dragons retreated from the world of humans. To the citizens of Draconis, they became legend and myth. And so, these days, in the land of Draconis, there are no dragons. Or so people thought. 1. Kai. Under the heart of Riven was a cave. Hardly anyone in the city knew it existed, and even fewer knew how to find it. Yet it was huge, a cavern so vast that you could hardly see from one end to the other. Softly glowing lamps hung from its roof like tiny suns. They shone down on a world that was a home, a training ground, a school, and a place of secrets. It was the Dragon Seer Guild Hall, and today it was a race course.
"Come on, Bone Shadow," called Kai as they hurtled around the track. "You're doing great."
He glanced back as they reached the second bend. Behind him was Aaron, then Tom and Connor, almost neck and neck, then the others. Kai was leading, but they were only halfway around.
"How are you feeling?"
he called down. Beneath him, Bone Shadow let out a laugh.
"Wonderful," she cried.
Kai tucked his head and grinned. He was in a saddle, and his feet were secure in stirrups, but it wasn't a horse he was riding. This creature's skin was smooth and dry and as white as bone. She had a long neck and a large head, and on her chest was a red flare. Kai sat tucked between two folded wings. She was Bone Shadow, and she was a dragon.
"Rockhammer's gaining on us," Kai called.
Behind him, Aaron's dragon, Rockhammer, was huge and fierce-looking, with great spikes. The ground shuddered with her every stride. Aaron's face had a look of grim determination.
"He'll get tired," Bone Shadow told Kai. "Hold on!"
They raced around the curve. Kai could feel Bone Shadow's powerful muscles move. He could sense the beat of her heart, the joy of running, the feeling that she could keep going forever. He could feel all this because, like the other children, he was a dragon seer. Bone Shadow was his dragon, and he was her human. The pathway straightened, and Bone Shadow stretched her legs. The air whistled through Kai's short black hair and made his brown eyes water. He blinked and laughed. The ground shuddered, and he realized that Rockhammer was catching up with them. The big dragon was faster on the straightaway, where his long legs could make up the distance. Ahead of them was the next fence. Bone Shadow adjusted her pace.
"Ready?"
she growled. Kai held on tight, and the dragon bunched her hind legs. She leaped over the fence, landing with hardly a jolt. On her back, the leathery white wings stayed folded. Like many dragons, Bone Shadow could fly, but this was a running race only. Kai felt the thump behind him as Rockhammer leaped and cleared the fence too. He could hear Aaron bellowing and knew they were right behind, but already the next bend was coming up. Bone Shadow nimbly leaned into the curve and pulled away again. Rockhammer caught them on the third straightaway, coming up to the last corner. Kai could tell he was tired, and his big pink tongue flopped around in his mouth like a dog's. The finish line was approaching,
and Bone Shadow was just ahead. If they could make the corner, Kai knew his dragon would have energy for the final sprint. Aaron shouted something into Rockhammer's ear, and the big dragon nodded. He started to drift sideways into Bone Shadow's line. Kai glanced at him in alarm.
"Hey!"
he yelled. The big dragon was very close, almost brushing against them. 5 yards.
"Whoa!"
Kai called. Bone Shadow eased up immediately, and with a whoop, Aaron and Rockhammer edged them out and pulled ahead. Now they were in the lead, and Bone Shadow had lost her pace. She accelerated as they came into the final stretch, almost catching up. But Rockhammer extended his long neck and crossed the finish line first.
"Yes!"
shouted Aaron. Rockhammer gave a huge bellow. Behind them, Kai and Bone Shadow slowed to a stop. Kai slid down from his dragon's back and patted her.
"Sorry, Bone," he said with a rueful smile. "If we'd gone for the turn, we would have crashed into Rockhammer."
Bone Shadow shook her large white head.
"We were ahead of them," she said softly. "They should have let us go first."
"I know," said Kai, "but I didn't want to take the risk. Anyway, the race was fun, even if we didn't win, right?"
Bone Shadow chuckled and rested her head against Kai's shoulder.
"Of course," she said, "but I'm not sure Vice Chancellor Creedy agrees."
Kai looked up. Striding toward them were two of the Senior Guild members. Vice Chancellor Creedy was dressed all in gray and had a big frown on his face. Beside him was Daisy, who taught self-defense. She walked with a bouncing, happy stride in bright yellow leggings that seemed to glow in comparison with Creedy's dull robes.
"Boy," snapped Creedy, pointing at Kai. "What was that?"
Kai blinked.
Well, sir, I didn't want..."
"You let up," said Creedy. "You had the lead and you let up."
He scowled.
"This isn't a game, you know. The purpose of these races is to learn how to deal with high-pressure situations. Do you think being nice will help you when real danger arises,
Kai shook his head.
"No, sir."
"No, sir," repeated Creedy. "I'm disappointed."
Beside him, Daisy grinned.
"Oh, it wasn't so bad. That was some good racing, Kai. And Bone Shadow, you took this corn as well."
She nodded toward Creedy and gave a tiny wink, making Kai grin. Creedy sighed.
"That's it," he said irritably, waving a hand. "That's enough for today. Put away your harnesses, neatly now."
Kai and Bone Shadow headed back to the training ground. Ahead of them, Aaron was doing a victory dance. Rockhammer was walking in a great swagger with his huge mouth open and grinning.
"It was a good race," said Bone Shadow.
"Yeah,"
said Kai.
"Would have been good to win, though,"
he thought. 2. Dinner. Kai carefully folded up Bone Shadow's harness and packed it in one of the chests by the training ground. Aaron had left hers on the floor, and Kai put it away before walking to the dining hut with Tom, his best friend.
"Good race,"
said Tom. He'd come in third on his dragon Iron Skin. Tom was taller and bigger than Kai. He was a blacksmith's son, wide-shouldered and strong, while Kai was slim. Iron Skin was tall and broad, too, and her skin was a deep, dark red with bright lines like fire in a forge. She and Tom were alike in personality. Both were loyal and protective.
Did Creedy give you a hard time?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?